but she called F. Hirsch up and questioned him. And
who's that?
F. Ryan Hirsch. He was the chair of the task force.
Oh, okay.
You know who he is, right?
No, I don't.
Oh, well, you should definitely talk to F.
Okay.
Because he was there from the very beginning.
I will.
I'll give you all these contacts.
Yeah.
And so he's also a structural engineer.
Mm-hmm.
And he was part of the team of engineers that inspected all the freeways after the earthquake.
Okay.
So he knew about the structural integrity, you know, mm-hmm. and all that. And he said he wouldn't come anywhere near this freeway himself. He wouldn't want to drive under it or walk under it or be anywhere near it,
mm-hmm.
knowing what the integrity of it was.
Mm-hmm.
but so anyway, he knew a lot about that kind of stuff.
Okay.
And but when Sue interviewed him, she when she interviews people and she wants their what they say to have a lot of legitimacy, she really pours out, you know, tells people who they are and how important they are,
mm-hmm.
and how knowledgeable they are and experienced and all that kind of stuff. So she, I remember when she interviewed F, she said all these things. But he's really good. He's really smart.
Now, this was a time when San Francisco was not district Board of Supervisors, right?
Yeah, it was so, all citywide.
But she didn't like get involved because she felt like, you know, this was her neighborhood and she had to because her constituents.
No, it wasn't her neighborhood.
Okay.
She was they were all citywide supervisors.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you think that had something to do with why the Board of Supervisors was?
Yeah, they were all elected citywide, and as you can see, looking at the way the votes came down, it's pretty evenly divided, 50-50, as to people who wanted freeways and people who didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't a good issue for
citywide
for politicians mm-hmm. to get involved with, because
mm-hmm.
You could be assured that mm-hmm. you'd lose 50% of your mm-hmm. Of your constituency either way you voted.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, depending on how other West End issues,
mm-hmm.
if you're depending on any West End issues to take you over the top in your election, supporting tearing down this freeway certainly was going to be the end, your end.
Mm-hmm.
So it was mainly supported by politicians who had, who were not going to, who were so liberal that they mm-hmm. weren't going to get any West End votes anyway.
Right. Right. So, what